Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this brand new episode, the country that we will explore today is Democratic Republic of the Congo. Yes, it is a Central African country. By area, the largest in sub-Saharan Africa. Mostly, it's a landlocked country, but there's a very narrow coastline that the country has at the Atlantic Ocean, which is on the western side of the African continent. The country gets its name from the Congo River that flows through the entire length of this country. It is the second longest river in Africa, and largest in terms of discharge of water. Its capital is Kinshasa. The languages spoken there are French, Kikongo, Lingala, Swahili, and Shiluba. And the people living there are called Congolese. There are some really interesting facts about this country. First and the foremost, this country is very rich in natural resources. Gold, platinum, diamonds, iron ore, uranium, they are all found in this country. It also has third highest mountain in Africa, which is Mount Stanley, and it's located in Rwenzori Range. It's a part of the Rwenzori Mountain National Park, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The country has one of the world's most biologically diverse areas, and that is the Virunga National Park. And this place is home to critically endangered mountain gorillas. Other than the mountain gorillas, there are over 20,000 hippopotamus in the rivers and many birds that fly here from the coldest place on the earth, and that's Siberia. Yes, and this national park also contains two of the world's most active volcanoes. One of the active volcanoes is Nyiragongo, and it can be seen above the city of Goma, and it surrounds the Virunga National Park. Occasionally, it sends smoke into the sky before slight flames become visible after the sun sets. And its crater contains the largest and most voluminous lava lake in the world. Historically speaking, the ethnic Bantu people, they were the first migrants into this region, and that happened back in the 5th century. The country has 200 ethnic groups and they speak close to 250 languages. Now let's take a look at the flag of Democratic Republic of the Congo. The flag has a sky blue base. Towards the hoist side on the top left corner is a yellow colored five-pointed star, and starting from bottom from the hoist side towards the fly side diagonally are three stripes. The top stripe is yellow, the middle stripe is red, and the lower stripe is yellow in color. So that's the flag of Democratic Republic of the Congo for us. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is Little Explorers.